of the school. The author, God, the original archetype pattern of the universe, Dr. Henry Stephen.
Thank you ever so much. I'm always happy to be glad to be here. Talk with you about the purpose. Yeah. Through the dispensations and ages. I want you first to here in the past few weeks I have been somewhat in a very state of depression.
Mm.
I'm troubled. I'm concerned. But I don't want to stay here over time. We want to get out of here. There's another meeting to follow this. But one of the things that's important for me to take is I know why I'm in the state and the condition that I'm in. Mm-hmm. I know. I understand it thoroughly. Many reasons. Some of them I could convey to your mind and say to your real center. For instance, you could check up on your own self and see whether I have told the truth about it or not. I'm just going to give you one example. Now, we've got all kinds of committees down here.
Uh-huh.
And you have been requested to go out into the highways and hedges and ask people to come to school.
Right.
To bring somebody along with you. That they might be have their understanding through you.
All right.
And some of those who have been coming around here for a while have went off. You have no report on them, you don't know nothing about them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them that have done that. You understand? That are the cause of them being that way.
Right.
They come themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't never have no report for the other dog. Now there's no need for you to argue with me. You know who they are, and so forth and so on. You've had new people come here and give their names and address and whatnot. And we have asked you, some of them come two or three times, and we've asked you to contact them and try to encourage and inspire them to come back. And some of us are the very reason why they don't.
That's right.
In other words, they haven't received any inspiration at all from you. And as Sister Evelyn Winfrey said, very well said, we have gotten up here, we have taught you the reality. No foolishness, no fool. Cannot be gainsaid or refuted or disputed by anybody. Then we've had something to go along with that, and I told you about that, a multiplicity of times. See, it's one thing to run your mouth, and it's another thing to live your life.
All right.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's one thing to be blessed with the gift of gab, extemporaneous oratory, good and bad manners, you understand? Or the knowledge of the difference between one and the other, and then for a thing to be what it ought to be. There's a whole lot of difference between that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? In other words, if there's a difference like this between the reality of the thing and a pretend to be. just short hypocrisy. Deception. Deceit. Put up a front, as the Pharisees and the scribes did. And Messiah said they was full of dead men's bones. Isn't it? That's something else. Now, for better than a year, I've tried to talk to you plain. I told you what was going to happen. I've even told you, went so far as to tell you, you can do the same thing.
Right.
We've tried to bring you out of delusions into reality. The reason for it is because you are coming down to the close of this age where you shall either reap the benefits of your labors, be rewarded eternal life, or eternal damnation. This is not a place. This is not just some foolishness. There is nothing in the world any more important. Nothing nowhere.
That's right.
Any more important than you have a profound knowledge of God and an experience within yourself. Do you see what I'm talking about? Now you know there never has been a time in the history of the world. You can go get the Reader's Digest, World Telegram, or any of the up-to-date books to give you the statistics and the records of the numbers of different sects and cults and creeds and whatnot is going on the face of the earth. New ones springing up every year and being incorporated in China. All kinds of factions splitting off just like a cell.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And forming another.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a common thing. There'll be more next month and next year, if next year comes, than there was this year.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And hallucinations. And every kind of thing. Now you listen to me. I told you we want to get out of here on time.
Right.
So what time you here, be here.
Okay.
Men are taking all kinds of pills. You understand? Trying to get some kind of an experience. You understand? As they say, go off on a trip or something else like that. You understand? Something new thing happened to them. You understand? They are trying everything. Drug, dope, and all that kind of thing. Trying to get some different experience of what they ordinarily have in life.
Right.
They're shooting rockets and things up in the sky trying to investigate what's up around the moon and on Mars and Jupiter and Venus and first one thing. Now you know that, so.
Right.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, these are things that marks the end of this age.
Mm.
You see? It's like we told you about this war over here in the Middle East. Now, I told you that it had been repeated over and over again, and the people still haven't learned it. In other words, let me say this. Now, we've told you about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Isn't that right? Putting their blood on each side of the lintel of the door and up both the doorposts, and it was dark that night. Is that right?
Right.
And they ate that Passover, you see. Well, now, Yahshua the Messiah died out there. He is the Lamb. See, this is the point right to it.
Right.
There's your 4 points of blood, one on this side of the door and up over the lintel of the door. And here, he got his blood in the basin. And they course, naturally, they have the spirit. Now, is that right?
Right.
Now, any idiot can tell you that. Anybody can read the Bible and tell you that. See, then you read the Bible where it says that Yahshua was crucified out here. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it turned dark over the face of the earth from the 6th to the 9th hour. Is that right?
Right.
Now, anybody can read that. You see, little children go through, pray through, and read that. You see, now what this is a fulfillment of that. See, jot and tip. You see what I'm talking about? And as we go on, we say now that the children of Israel went through the Red Sea and went into the wilderness here, and they were there in that wilderness 40 years. Is that right?
Right.
They were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. And when, now anybody book will take it, anybody find it. Get the point? Now you can hear him say that down at the Baptist church, you can hear him say it down at the Methodist church, you can hear him say it at the Roman Catholic church. Why? Because they're all reading out practically the same thing. Is that right?
Right.
Now you see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Now suppose I say to you, why was all this?
Mm-hmm.
What's the value of it? What do you learn from it? Why that in the first place? Now then, you see, we've got a whole lot of hypotheses and theories about it. And then somebody else will come along and say, well, listen, just the same, that's God's business, and I don't believe in meddling in God's business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. All in different kinds of things. But down here we tried to teach you the ever presence of God.
That's right.
See? And that God is quick.
Mm-hmm.
See? And powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of asunder the soul and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the mind. Now God's purpose is, he declared the end from the beginning.
Right.
You understand? If he declared the end from the beginning, I'm talking about the intents and the purposes that's in your mind.
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm talking about right at the moment. You see? Well, God knows what he has purposed.
Right.
You understand? And he's carrying it out through you.
Right.
You understand? So then don't you see he knows what your intentions are and your objectives are even before they enter your mind.
That's right.
In other words, you have to influence your mind in order to carry out what he purposed.
Right.
Isn't that right? Then why does he wouldn't know what you think about it? Understand? And what your intentions are. And they affect every part of you. That your mind is in the discern of the thoughts and the intents of the mind. Do you see what I'm talking about? Well, now those are the things down here that we try to tell you about and bring you face to face with reality. And some of the things that the people that come down here do. When they leave here, I'm going to tell you the truth about it. It would frighten me to set up under all of the things that they've had the opportunities to learn and to become in direct contact with, you understand, and then act like they act. Do you see what I'm talking about? You just haven't learned the lesson. Now, let me explain myself. I remember that Dr. Robert Jackson said that he was traveling en route from Ohio back to L.A. And his car went out of control on the road.
That's right.
And there were several people that were sitting right here and the guy with him.
Right.
That's right.
See? And they just spoke the words. You understand? And that automobile straightened out.
That's right. Right. That's right. That's right.
Now what I have taught is this. Now this is what I've taught. I have taught that God is ever present.
Right.
See? Never no time absent.
That's right.
And when you call on him, according to his purpose and out of his heart, it won't be next week.
That's right.
It'll be right now.
All right.
Now that was Dr. Dennis. I've been told you practically the same thing. Identically the same thing. Now, you see what I mean? Now that's what I have been teaching. I've been trying to tell you that. Truthfully, there is a God.
Right.
see what I mean?
And Peter put it this way. God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men found slack. But what's going on there? This is why you are not destroyed as of now. But he's long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. You understand? Just have patience with you. While you're forever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now listen, folks, if it won't do you no good, how do you expect it to help somebody else out there? Now, I don't care what it is you do. It doesn't make any difference. Now, let me give you a little out on what I'm talking about. Now, I have never talked to you people. I have refused to do it. To teach you that it's a harm, and it's a sin to drink a, take a drink of anything. I'm not going to teach nothing like that.
You see?
Now, as we have in our Sunday school lessons and so forth and so on, total abstinence from intoxicating liquors and beverages. I'm not going to teach nothing like that. You get it? But right when I won't teach that, I'm surely not going to teach you. You just hang up under a bottle until you just get all ever kind of way. I'm not going to teach that either.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
You'd be better off to total abstain or let it alone. If you can't handle it right, then you've got to control it in here.
Mm.
You understand what I'm talking about? Now, I'm just talking about whiskey there.
Right.
See? Now, can you understand what I'm talking about? You're not that dumb that you can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I'm not going to teach that. Then because I won't teach it, some of them go out there and get all drunk, that's it, and that kind of thing. Well, that's what Dr. Kennedy is teaching you. No, I never taught nothing like that.
Right.
And I never intend to teach nothing like that.
Right.
And I don't see that it's proper and it's right for me, as your founder and dean, you understand? Just have something hide around and carry on like that. Anything that stands out, it's out in the open anyhow, you just don't know it. But you're not here. Is that right? Nobody here at all. But I do say that the Holy Spirit encounters within you and in your conscience. And listen, you know it. I'm not telling you a thing new.
Mm-hmm.
You already know it because you got that going on up there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Them limitations.
That's right.
You understand? Understand the control. Know when you got enough to eat, Dr. Gross.
That's right.
Know when you got enough to drink it, but water.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now that's what I said to all. You understand? And you quit laying this stuff on me. Going out show for acting a fool. Yes, me, myself. If I want to take a drink, I'll take a drink. That's my drink.
Right. Understand?
I'm not going to hide nothing from you. If it's wrong for me to take a drink, it's wrong for you to take one. If it's wrong for you to take one, it's wrong for me to take one. But in this case, it just don't happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
Where the wrong comes in at, you see, is when you, even your conscience will tell you that about anything. Now, that was something physical. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can understand what I'm talking about there when you talk about physical things, isn't that right?
Right?
Now I want to tell you a lie is not physical.
All right.
It's all right.
You get the point?
Love is not physical.
Okay.
Hate is not physical. You understand? That's not physical at all. Even though it does manifest itself through the physical body.
That's right.
It just manifests itself through the physical body. It's not physical.
That's right.
You understand? Those are attributes. See? And you don't take them on a plate or in a bottle or something like that. You don't do it that way. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand what I'm talking about. And I want you to know this. When you violate those things, I want you to know there never has been and never will be a standing committee in heaven or on earth. Everyone will be punished. You cannot get by with nothing. As some people say, well, look, that's so-and-so, if they can do it and go to heaven, I can too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just telling you plain straight out. It's not like that.
That's right.
They can't go and neither can you.
Right.
Now you can understand plain talk, is that right? Now here was Messiah, he come along. There was the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Zealots, and the Essenes, and others, and still cropping up. You understand? Now, he didn't side in with none of them.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now, you got all these various different sects and cults and creeds all over the face of the earth. You understand? That's why this school was put together and chartered under the state law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't say heaven was chartered.
That's right.
I said the school.
Mm-hmm.
They will not let us come out there and teach what we teach you down here. They will not do it. Now don't start nothing with me. You see, I'm 50 years old in this thing.
Right.
35 years I've had an hour. And I preached to the pulpit for 15 years and didn't know what it was all about. Now if I'm going to tell you about myself, you know good enough.
Right.
Is that right? Now what we need here, what we must have here, is the reality of that. Now we're either going to assume these laws and whatnot. You understand? And I have struggled with tears day and night to try to get you to comprehend and to understand. Now I did that. I did that for a whole, borne down on it more extensively in the past year. And then look, tell you day by day what's going to go on if I want to do it. You understand? There hasn't anywhere in the world anything important that has went on in this past year.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Not a thing of any importance. What I haven't told you about. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told you this. Now, it's possible for you to learn the truth. You understand? And to save your soul. I told the queen, I told the player, I told you the truth. Sometimes it hurts. Just like when we went to the Baja meeting. See, now everybody knows it's not customary for me to run around from one church to the other,
that's
one
right.
place to the other,
right.
with the them that does go. I encourage you to go. You understand? And search and investigate everything in the world. Don't I tell you all to go to the Baptist church?
Yeah.
Don't I tell you all to go to the Methodist church? Don't I tell you all to go to the... Let's go to the English church. Don't I tell you that? See? And then for many years. You understand? And I wouldn't go with you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I wouldn't go with you, because I don't want that somebody to think. I don't want none of these hypocrite preachers out there to think.
Mm-hmm.
Or to feel or imagine that I have to be along with you to keep them from proselyting and you taking and them taking my name. I don't want to think that because it's not so, right? That's why I don't go. That at our table. You find anything out there any better than what we have to offer you down here, cut out. All I ask you to do is come back and tell me so I can go too.
Right.
That's right. And if you can lick me, you got the whole gang licked.
Right.
That's right. Just come back and let me know something about it. Now, it's just not out here.
That's right.
That's right.
Get the point? And I faced you up with the reality. Yes, I'm hurt. I'm deeply concerned about the conduct and the deportment of the people. I understand that the world is looking at out here. It attends to this class. And all of the things that come to me. You understand? I'm complaining about it. And I won't tell you this. If you're listening at me now, if your conduct and your deportment after coming down here is this truth, if it's not the truth out there, you understand? And Paul said, we are our epistles. Is that right?
Right?
You are our epistles. Read and known of all men. Is that right? You understand? Now, people looking at you, a lot of times they get the wrong perception of me. I'm not saying they won't. You understand? This point, but the thing that you do, which you and them both know is wrong, and you shouldn't do, I'm telling you, you're going to have to pay for it. That's blasphemy against the word of God. That's just open blasphemy. That's all it is. And you're going to have to pay for it. You can come down here and say, well, I know this is right down here. You understand? You invite somebody to come down here and you go out there and be a woman and kind of lies. You understand what I'm talking about? And they can't give you nothing good to be in you at all, one way or the other. It is about that and go on, man. That's the wrong influence. Get it? Now we've asked you to go out here and bring in the people. Preachers, teachers, Baptist preachers, Methodist preachers, Roman Catholic, all of them have had access to this book.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't isolated or discriminated against nobody.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
You've been here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And we've permitted them to get up here and disagree. I don't appreciate it if they disagree with you on something like that. Understand? They don't think it's right. I don't get none of them to get them saying they agree to what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We just sit there. That's how they say, heart to heart. Because, now here's the reason why. Because, you see, we don't have to try to make a God be around.
Okay.
See, just like it was here the time we've been going to Baja meeting, you understand? And I've been going along with you. Now, their custom and practice is get up and read something out of the Baha'i Book. And they say, let's pray. mm-hmm. and they get up and read what they call a craft. I say no.
Mm-hmm.
No. You see the point? It's not like that.
That's right.
Nobody writing out no craft for nobody. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Get the point? Now that would sound strange to some people. Because that's been their custom all their life. That's their teaching in the Roman Catholic Church, you understand? And that's their teaching in a lot of these churches, see? And here's a nice little prayer here in the prayer book.
Mm-hmm.
See? And they're very particular about the reading, see? Just like you have a ritual for many other things.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, we disagree with the whole thing. Now, here's why we disagree with it. It isn't because we have a different Bible from anybody else. You understand? It's not that. It's not just because we want to be contrary and different from somebody else. That's not it. But the reality of it is this. There's always somebody saying, well, you read over there in Matthew 6:9. You understand? The Lord's Prayer. You understand? That our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Understand? They say that's the disciples' prayer. You could just get mottoes and just play them. I beg your pardon. That would be my love prayer. Understand? And thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You understand? And all, every which way they're talking about, he's going to jump down out of the sky now, see, and set up a kingdom on earth and rule here for 1,000 years. Now that's not the way it is, right? You see what I'm talking about? Now the Lord's Prayer, 17th chapter of St. John. You see? Now that's where he was, where we had when he did the prayer. He was out in the garden for St. John. Red Doctor's Prayer. Not there in that garden. Is that right? Well, what you praying out there in the garden for? You see, you have to tell me something. It's got to become a reality. Why was the Red Doctor's Prayer? You understand? Why did he go to the garden? You understand? Why did he tell the disciples to carry you here while I moved down this way? What for? Until some of these things can become a reality to you, just reason don't mean nothing. As we've told you time and time again, anybody can get here and read the Bible. You don't have to come down here to read the Bible. You ought to have one in your own home.
That's right.
See? But now what you got in there, now let me explain this. Now here's why I don't believe in getting up and reading. David, you can get a lot of prayers out of there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing with that. See?
Mm-hmm.
But now, the very same one that taught the disciples to pray before he died. You understand? That very same one.
Mm-hmm.
And the very same one that prayed out there in the Garden of Gethsemane. See? Is in you.
Right.
Making the intercession for you, sitting right there, and you don't need to read it out of no book.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are the existence of that. You understand? Maybe you don't like that. Romans 8:25-26. Let's read it out of the Bible.
All right.
But if we hope for that which we see not, can't you see something in a book?
Right.
All right, read.
Then
do we with patience wait for it.
Likewise,
not just like that. All right, likewise. Read it. The Spirit. Now that's not something somebody wrote down, but the Spirit. Help us out in front of you. All right, read. Now look, you stand up here reading something out of the book, understand? And all, you understand? Now you turn around and you say, we don't know what we ought to pray for. And if somebody wrote down here what you ought to pray for, then you know in the book what you ought to pray for. You All right, read.
But the Spirit
itself. But the Spirit. Understand?
Not somebody's carnal mind right now, summed up, but the Spirit itself.
Make it intercession.
For us.
With groaning that cannot be heard. To say nothing about writing them down. You get it? Now let me show you about the Spirit there. I'm not done with that. Read on.
And he that searches the heart
knows what's in the mind of the Spirit.
Because he maketh intercession.
He then you making up the prayer, making the intercession for you. Not in the book. In you. You understand? Not in the cemetery either.
That's right.
You understand? Then you take Hebrews over there. Steady head on to the bed. Sit down. The right hand of the Father. Make an intercession. Well, he's entered into heaven itself. You understand? I don't need that junk you got rolled up here in this book. Yeah, them words are nice words, but that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they deceive the hearts of the sinner. You understand? Now listen. Pray. Okay. Read it on a little further. Now listen, I want you to see what I'm talking about. So it don't mess up. See? For he maketh intercession for the saints.
According to the will of Yahweh.
According to the will. Or according to the purpose. In other words, the Spirit in you never at no time. Every one of them prayers, every last one of them was definitely and positively be in.
Right.
Make some intercession. You're praying, you understand? Talking a lot of fool talk to me. You see what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I mean? I mean that you have the Holy Spirit in you. You understand? Making intercession. A plan for you. Making the intercession. And making that according to the purpose and will of God. And you can't tell me that the Holy Spirit is in you. You understand? Making the intercession for you. According to the will and the purpose of God. And then it's going to fail. Now you can take that junk on back to Babylon. It's fine. Because it just don't have no place here. You see? Now we demonstrated that. You understand? Now let me show you what I'm talking about when I say demonstrate. See? When it's in me. It's in me. You understand? And I have permission. Permission by the Spirit to speak or to utter. I don't care what kind of disease you've got.
Mm-hmm.
You're all right.
Cancer, but
there's
no more than a bad cold.
You have never had nothing wrong with you. I get permission to speak. You understand? Good, that it's just gone, that's all. Believe it or not, it's gone, all right.
Well,
that's what the difference is. You understand? Yes, I have a lot of compassion and sympathy on people that's afflicted in every different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Not bad those experiences in my own body.
Right.
Because I have.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if there was anything I could do, you understand, I would do it.
Right.
You understand? I wouldn't be concerned too much about their character and conduct.
Right.
You understand what I mean? If it was just up to me. Yeah, old boy, old girl, okay, you understand? Go ahead on. You understand? But you see, I don't have no permission. You get the point? And then there's not a thing I can do for you without permission.
Nothing ain't good for me. You understand? Let's get the thing straight. You understand? But I got to be. That's all said. Speak.
Yes.
You understand? Just like when Joshua was on the side of that man. Okay. That is the permission. You understand? Now, I've been doing these things for 35 years. Amen.
Okay.
I have witnesses that said that I'm here. You see what I mean? Others sitting, you understand, from one time to the other, come running in here, says, look, is there anything you can do for me? Why, I heard them do it. You understand what I'm talking about? I want to go to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We had all that kind of junk.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Yep, that's the way it is. Get up, run out to and listen, I don't know whether you remember this or not. Down that thing at the auditorium, the new first thing that go around and begin to get this group together. I told you, you can behave yourself.
That's right.
I had it with that. Then Yahweh would heal all of your disease. And it would be worked out right in this group. I told you that. You all remember?
Yeah.
All in remember, hold up the head, hold up the hand. Now, when I say, see, all them things that you was doing, that you were doing that you ought not to do, and you know that. You understand? It's been better here than ever been long. Now, we want to be drunk in the city, I'm going to do a thing about it. And it's just not a form of God that you deny in the Bible. Is that right? And everything is going along according to the purpose of God. And you're trying to. Or you're up to more than you know about that back here. You understand? The way you appear to be thinking about it. They're not reading as much in the Bible as they are you. You see? And there's no possibility of you having a spirit of righteousness in you. And somebody in my opinion, some of them, isn't that right?
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, what do you look like? Just give you a picture of it. What do you look like? Down here in the school, we talk about insult somebody. Then when I get up here and tell you about this thing, that well, he don't mean this, he means that. Now if I haven't got sense enough to tell you what I mean,
right?
You understand? How do you ever hope and expect to learn if I haven't got sense enough to tell you what I mean? You don't have to patch up nothing out there, I say.
That's right.
You understood everything I said today, didn't you?
Right.
You don't need to put no patches on it.
Right.
Is that right? And I said what I meant just exactly what I said. And that's it.
That's right.
Now, let's go through that. I know, brother, it is getting harder and tougher. You understand?